Praise the Lord. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center. Amen. We are grateful and thankful for you joining this stream, this virtual church, this virtual ministry. We want to give God glory for all that he's done and all that he is doing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to just greet you this morning in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome into the sanctuary. Amen. With yours truly. Amen. Glory to God. And we are thanking the Lord for just another day that he's made, and how that it is in him we live, we move, and we have our being. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. And this particular time, glory to God. Hallelujah. With us, through us, and to us because of him. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture to you this morning. Glory to God. We're going to pray, and we're going to repeat our 2024 declaration. And I'm going to get into, amen, a mighty word of God. Amen. For you this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost already. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from Psalms chapter number 20 this morning. Amen. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to his heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Glory to God. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we shall remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we've risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer when we call. Come on, lift your hands with me. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Namasakamani. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pour our love out on you this morning, and we posture our hearts this morning to say thank you. Hallelujah. To say that we appreciate you, to say that you are worthy, to say that you are wonderful. Thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are Adonai. You are Jehovah. You are Shalom. You are, hallelujah, El Elyon. You are the God Most High. And we recognize your presence, and we recognize your glory. We decree and declare this morning, hallelujah, that the kingdom of God comes and thy will be done. We decree and declare, hallelujah, and plead the blood of Jesus over your people, over the lives of your sons and your daughter. We draw a banner of blood, glory to God, hallelujah, around the people of God this morning. And we, God, hallelujah, we posture ourselves to hear from you. Speak your word, glory to God. Speak your word, hallelujah. Release your glory, hallelujah. We thank you in the strong name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that all things are working together just as you plan. Hallelujah, Father, glory to God, and you purpose for the lives of those that have turned their hearts over to you. We thank you today that you save, set free, heal, deliver, renew, restore, refresh, revive. Glory to God. God, rearrange according to, glory to God, the Holy Spirit's administration. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for, hallelujah, the woman of God, my wife, glory to God, and my queen, hallelujah, God, and our, glory to God, executive pastor, prophetess Tracy, and the team, glory to God, hallelujah, that you've given to be a part of the Ignite One Worship Center. We thank you for, hallelujah, glory to God, planting our roots in the city of Alpharetta, Georgia, and we give glory to God for the new thing that he has done and what he's doing. I pray for our man and woman of God in the person of Bishop, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God, Bishop and Dr. Jesse and Helene Gettings, Destiny Christian Center, and hallelujah, Dima, we thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for our connection. We glorify you for the power of the living God that operates, hallelujah, through the power of the body of Christ that touches the world around, glory to God, with the gospel in the name of Jesus. Settled us, oh God, as we sit here today to listen to what the Spirit has to say to the church. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. Again, come on right there, put your hands together and give God a clap of praise. Give God a shout, hallelujah. Yeah, my shy, give God a shout, hallelujah. Give God a shout, hallelujah. Give God a shout, hallelujah, glory to God. Let me read, amen, this declaration, amen, for 2024 that the Lord has given, amen, and released upon us. And we want you to be a part of that. We are one house, God's house of grace and favor. By faith, we decree and declare that God is doing a new thing, and it is springing forth now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, put that in the chat. It's springing forth now in Jesus' name. Therefore, grace and favor are being multiplied through our maturity and our unity in Christ. We decree, hallelujah, new levels of boldness. We decree new levels of boldness. We decree new levels of boldness and blessing over the sons and daughters, amen, connected and aligned to the will and the word of God for our lives and our ministries. With apostolic and prophetic force, we decree over this people that's listening in this virtual space a fresh oil anointing for the new and the next. We touch and agree by the power of the Holy Ghost. As we align ourselves to the word of the Almighty God, we access, glory to God, by faith, spiritual momentum and manifestation to see God work and move like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, we have crossed over by faith, and we cross out fear, and we cross out frustration, and we cross out failure. By faith, we call your people up and above the natural into prophetic dimensions of deliverance, destiny, and healing. According to Romans 4:17, God gives life to dead things, and he calls those things which are not as though they were. He speaks to non-existent things as though they already existed, and he creates new things. We decree in 2024 and declare we are one house seated in the anointing and authority of heavenly places in Christ to take territory, enlarge spiritually our tent, and testify of his goodness. What's behind us is in 2023, and what's before us is a new door in 2024. Somebody put that in the chat, a new door in 2024. Glory to God. With apostolic and prophetic force, we decree a press, hallelujah, in your spirit that you'll push into your destiny as you have crossed over into a faith takeover, hallelujah, for you to be all that God is calling you to be and do all that God is destined you to do. In Jesus' name, we are one house. Next chapter, new chapter. Come on and give God glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Even for that, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a word for you this morning. I got a word for you. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't even know, hallelujah, if you're ready for this, because I really feel like God has poured out something in me that need to be heard. Glory to God. And it's not just for, amen, just this house, but it is for the body, glory to God, to hear, the body of Christ to hear. Glory to God. And one of my motivational and my dominant gifts is the gift of teaching, and what's connected to, glory to God, my ministry as an apostle is apostolic revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know that this is a revelatory word this morning, and you just gonna have to simply catch me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning. Amen. Because I can't not just stop and break it all the way down, because it's too much. Glory to God. But I'm going to speak to you. Amen. Watch this, from a mature posture in the spirit. So if you're just waking up, if you're half woke, glory to God, if you're going through a Sunday motion, I, amen, encourage you, hallelujah, to sit up in the spirit. Get your mind ready. Get your heart open. Bring your spirit into the room, because you are about to be, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, increase, hallelujah, and enlarge by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for what your word, hallelujah, is going to do. You send it and it does not return to you void. Glory to God. It accomplished the thing where you send it to. Hallelujah. So if you will, this morning, glory to God, we're going to be in the book of Revelations, chapter number 4. I'm not going to teach, glory to God, the revelation or revelate from John's revelation, glory to God. But I am going to use, amen, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 for what the Lord has given me. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to, amen, peep into that, amen, and see what the Holy Ghost will do. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter number 4. Verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Are you there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah. Revelations 4, 1 and 2. New King James Version. After this, I looked up, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And a voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. Hallelujah. Verse number 2 is where we will park it. And immediately I was in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. For a theme and a thought, I just want to give you one word, amen, this morning that I believe, amen, that God is saying to us. And this one word is really connected to supernatural potential. Glory to God. But here it is. Watch this. The title of this message is just called Up. U-P. Up. Somebody put that in the chat. Up. Glory to God. Yeah. Up. Up, U-P, up, 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 hallelujah. I believe, family, that in 2024, up is where the Lord wants us to be, where he wants his people to be, where he wants his body to be, where he wants his church to be. Glory to God, hallelujah. Where he wants his, hallelujah, his leaders to be. Where he wants his members to be. Up is where it is. Glory to God. He wants you to start up. He wants you to stay up. He wants you to look up. And of course, he wants all of us to grow up. Hallelujah. So in the text, the call to John is up. Hallelujah. Come up here. Come up here. It is beyond and above the natural. Beyond and above the natural. And the scripture says in verse number 2, he was immediately in the spirit. My God. Hallelujah. Straightway. Hallelujah. Right away. Glory to God. Like that, he was in the spirit. Glory to God. He was in the spirit. He was in the spirit. So when we talk about being up and we're talking about being called up and we're tapping into supernatural potential, let me say this to you, that potential is the capacity or the capability, watch this, for a thing to come into being. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Potential is the capacity or capability for a thing to come into being. The word really for that is what we would call manifest. Manifest. Somebody shout manifest. Hallelujah. So potential also is, watch this, what's conceivable. That is possible or probable as it relates to expectation or manifestation in the spirit realm. My God. I told you, I'm giving it to you today. You got to lift your head up, glory to God, and sit up in the spirit. It is also what's conceivable, what's possible, and what's probable as it relates to the expectation or manifestation in the spirit realm. That is potential. So when we talk about this call up into supernatural potential, we're talking about the thing in the spirit that's conceivable, possible, probable, glory to God, and the capacity and the capability, glory to God, for it to come into being. My God, hallelujah. Woo. Watch this. It's just up. The call is up. I want to give you several definitions of the word up before we get into this revelation. Watch this, please. The definition of the word up in the natural, it means toward a higher place or position. That's what dictionary.com says. It's toward a higher place or position, such as to jump up or to reach up. Glory to God. Another definition of up is to move from a lower point to a higher point. Glory to God. Such as maybe to climb up or to step up. Hallelujah. Another definition for this word up, it is at or to a higher level of intensity, volume or activity. Yeah, okay, here it is. It's where we get that phrase turn up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then up is also connected to either, watch this, increase or to end something. To increase or to end something, such as, watch this, my percentage increased from 90 to 100. It went where? Up. Glory to God. Or my contract is over, or my lease is ending. Guess what? It is up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So while this word up in the natural is toward a higher place or position, in the spirit realm, yeah, we're talking about the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, the word up, watch this, is a call to a higher posture. Ooh, it's a call to a higher posture where capability or where your capacity can be increased and enlarged and expanded in the realm of the supernatural. Let me give it to you again. Spiritually, when we say up, and the call is up in the supernatural potential. So when we say up, it is a call to a higher posture where your capacity can be increased, expanded, or enlarged into the realm of the supernatural. So watch it. That's where now we tap into not climb up, not step up, not jump up, not reach up, glory to God, but not turn up, but come up. Glory to God. Come up is above and beyond the natural. Come up above and beyond the natural. Glory to God. And when we really, when we look into a deep dive into the scripture, we will gather the fact that when it comes to up and supernatural potential, there are three things, amen, that help set, amen, the supernatural. And one, number one of them, watch this, is angels. The angelic realm, angels. Angels, glory to God. Jacob, when there was a call up in Genesis 28, when he came to the, watch this, the end of his day, amen, he was in this place, glory to God, and the Bible says when he went to sleep, there were angels, there was a ladder, and angels were coming up and down it from heaven to earth, glory to God, and it changed his life forever. Ever the moment, glory to God, that he got the revelation of who he was. Glory to God. And we can find, glory to God, another, hallelujah, instance of that, glory to God, of this angelic realm in Luke chapter 22, verse 40 through 43. We won't read it. So listen, please, angels, the second part of this this things that help set the supernatural, not only angels, watch this, but atmosphere, glory to God, the realm of the prophetic, the realm of worship, hallelujah, the realm of submission. It brings you up. It brings you up, glory to God. And then thirdly, it's authority. It's the realm of submission and obedience to God. Mark 16:7, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out. Yeah, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. So watch it now. In this particular text, Revelation 4:1, the call is up, and what Jesus is giving this revelation to John, and John says, he saw something, and it was a vision by elevation. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you this morning that God wants to elevate his vision for your life and in your life, but he can't do it at the level you're on the way he want to do it. You got to come where? Up. Glory to God. Yeah, it's vision by elevation, and it's up. Here it is. After this, I looked, verse 1, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? And a voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here. And I will show you, watch this, what must take place after this. Whatever it is that need to be shown, it has to be at another realm of being up. I'll show it to you when you come up, my God. And John says, immediately, glory to God, I was in the spirit. Wow, so get this, please. The voice said, come up in order to see what I have to show you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where does God want you in 2024? Somebody shout to yourself, preach to yourself. He wants me up. He wants you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's something that God wants to show you, amen, for you to see in the spirit. Glory to God. And he can't show you until you posture yourself to come up. Glory to God. Here it is. Don't miss this. It is beyond, hallelujah, and above the normal and the natural into the super. Glory to God. That's where up is. Hallelujah. It's not church as usual. My God. Hallelujah. It's beyond the natural and the normal. It's above. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Into the super. That means, hallelujah, your spirit got to be intact. Woo! Glory to God. Watch this, please. I need you to hear what I'm getting ready to teach you. It is not another level. Let that just soak right there. It is not another level. No, we used to levels. But God is doing something new in this call up. It is not another level. Here it is. Please get this. It's a new realm. It's not another level. It's a new realm. Here, why would you say that, Apostle? Here's what the Lord released to me. He said that levels can be taught. Levels you can be stretched to. Levels you can be inspired to. Why? Levels you can be brought to. And perhaps, for some, you can be bought into a level. But here it is. Watch this. Realms you must press in order to enter into. Wow. Hallelujah. You must press in order to enter into a realm. And so whatever level it is that we're on, the best we can do is look up toward heaven from earth. That's the best we can do. But watch this now. But this realm that Jesus was showing John by revelation, watch it. It was a realm where heaven was looking down on the earth. Wow. And John said there was an open door and a voice called him up. Wow. A voice called him up. Did you hear me? A voice called him up. Wow. So here it is, please. You got to make the shift. And you got to press into your new season. Because it's a new realm that God is calling you up to. You got to make the shift and you got to press into your new season because it's not a new level. It's a new realm. It's a new realm. Glory to God. And in realms, of course, there's territory. In realms, there's dimensions. In realms, there is a rule, glory to God, and reign, hallelujah. And it's a new season. So watch this. You got to press into a realm. You got to press into a realm. You got to press into a realm. You got to push, hallelujah, and pray, glory to God, regardless. Enduring spiritual stretching. Why? Because God is trying to move you from levels to realms, and it is up. He's trying to move his kingdom and his people from levels to realms. See, watch this. We have accomplished so much that we have got satisfied with our current level. Watch this, because It has did so much for us, amen. We have no other desire, hallelujah, to go higher because we are satisfied with what we have accomplished. But there's a fresh oil anointing for more. Wow. Come on, come on, come on. There's a fresh oil anointing for more. Somebody put that in the chat. There's a fresh oil anointing for more. I know you're being blessed by this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here it is. Watch this. You got to make the shift to press into your new season. That means you got to push and pray regardless. Amen. Enduring spiritual stretching. Yeah. Enduring spiritual stretching because God is trying to move you into a new realm. Watch it, please. Verse 2. Here it is. John says, immediately, family, I was in the spirit. What that speaks to me is this, that in this call up, when you posture yourself, glory to God, for God to reveal, glory to God, the revelation of his word and his voice to you, when you get to that posture, glory to God, when you get to that posture, there is a posture in the spirit where there is no distance or time between obedience and manifestation. Oh my God. I said again, there is a posture in the spirit of this call up into your supernatural potential where there is no distance or time in between obedience and manifestation. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. Watch this. There's no distance or time between what you say and what you see. My God, there's no distance or time between what you believe and what you receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not there yet. Glory to God. I'm not dwelling there yet. Glory to God. I've been there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do visit there. Glory to God. But I want to dwell there. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to somebody today, amen, in this virtual, amen, room, hallelujah, that God wants you up in 2024, hallelujah, up and on fire with a fiery passion for God, up, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, up, 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 up is where it is. Hallelujah. Let's switch gears and let's go, amen, to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17. And let's talk about, let's look at how supernatural potential, amen, can be applied, hallelujah, to our lives in this call up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we'll pick it up again next week, amen, and dig down more into Revelation. Hallelujah. But watch this, please. Watch this. This is, amen, 1 Kings 17. This is Elijah, amen, where God, hallelujah, God, amen, drops him on the scene at a time, amen, in history when this region, amen, in this kingdom, this earthly king was trying, amen, to, if you will, diminish sovereignty, glory to God, and have everybody live by idolatry. And God raises up Elijah. He drops him on the scene. And Elijah now is coming against this, amen, this territorial, amen, move because it is stopping the people, amen, from really going up. So watch it, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 17. Hallelujah. Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, he's talking to King Ahab, as the Lord lives, amen, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew or rain these years except at my word. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another verse said these next few years. Some say it was 3 years, glory to God. But then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. So he went, amen, and did according to the word of the Lord. There his obedience is, amen. And he went and stayed by the brook, which flows into Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat every morning and bread and meat every evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain. Wow. Glory to God. So let me say this to you. Watch this, please. He says, as the Lord God lives, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew or rain, glory to God, except at my word. When Elijah says to King Ahab there will be no rain, he was not just talking to King Ahab. He was talking about the God that King Ahab believed in. He was talking about this Baal, because Baal was a rain god. Baal was a sky god. Watch this. He was coming against a system of idolatry that was trying to destroy God's sovereignty. So he declares there'll be no rain. Glory to God. In other words, glory to God. My God's bigger than yours. Hallelujah. My system is more powerful than your system. And I'm going to show you, amen, that there'll be no rain unless it's at my word. The God I serve, that I stand with, is the rain God, not your God. Woo, Shabbat. Glory to God. So here it is. Please watch this now. Verse number 3, let's get there. And then God says to him, get away from there. Turn east and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. So watch this now. Elijah says it's not going to rain. So by the sovereignty of God, a drought is already happening. Yet God is the only one that knows there's a brook in Cherith that's flowing, glory to God. And he tells Elijah to go and hide there. Why is he in hiding? Because, hey, listen now, amen. God is going to protect him, and God can protect him, but God want to make sure that he's protected, and he's hiding because King Ahab and Jezebel and her gang, they were killing all the prophets. Matter of fact, the word was that all of them had been killed except for 7,000, amen, and Elijah didn't even know where they was hiding out at. So he says, go to Cherith. Hide by the brook. Hide by the brook. God knows where, glory to God, there's a flow even when there's a drought. Hallelujah. So in Cherith, there's a flowing, and he tells Elijah to go there, and he sends him there. Glory to God. Glory to God. He sends him there. So watch this now. The reason that it didn't rain is because God was trying to shift the mentality and the trust of that region, here it is, from idolatry to sovereignty. Wow. He was trying to shift the mentality of that region from idolatry to sovereignty. And I believe the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is at work. Glory to God. Watch this now. The Holy Spirit is at work in this region, and I pray he's going to be at work in your region. Watch this region, and he wants to shift the mentality and the reality of church and ministry from status to substance. Wow, somebody grab that right there. Hallelujah. My God. From idolatry to sovereignty. In this region, God is bidding his people, I want you to come up beyond the natural and the normal and beyond the common and the carnal into a realm of the spiritual. Watch this. And live a pneumaticos life, a spirit-led life, glory to God, that has nothing to do with status. It's all about his substance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's sending a word. He's releasing a word. Hallelujah. Over this region of Georgia, over this metroplex Atlanta area, that God is calling, watch this, your spiritual mind up. God is calling your spiritual eyes up. God is calling your spiritual ears open. That everything competing with God, hallelujah, is coming down. Walk in it, apostle. Everything competing with God is coming down, hallelujah. And watch this, in the matchless and the strong name of Jesus, personality thrones and pulpit idolatry, is coming down. It's coming down. The spirit of hustle and the high-mindedness that has taken the place of humility and spiritual harmony in ministry is coming down in Jesus' name. God is recalibrating. Oh my shana. God is recalibrating, glory to God, what we have twisted for so long. And he's creating a hunger and a thirst for true worship. He's creating a hunger and a thirst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's beyond the level of church as usual and the common and the normality of status to be seen and the limelight and the self-glory. Hallelujah. God is wrecking that and is coming down. I decree and declare the word of the Lord is coming down. So you got to make the shift. In your spirit, man. So here it is, please. When God gets ready to stretch you, watch this, and to turn up your trust and to call you to another posture, he will drop you in a situation that your mind can't comprehend. Watch this. And the key to move from that level that has plateaued to the realm in God is the simplicity of the supernatural is saying yes and submitting to the instructions of the Holy Ghost. Wow, that's it. Hallelujah. Lord, come here, Mary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mary said, I don't understand the situation. Glory to God. But watch this. I don't understand the situation because I ain't been with nobody. Hallelujah. But I'm going to submit. I'm going to submit to the supernatural, and whatever you say, be it to me according to your word. Glory to God. And the scripture says, and the Holy Ghost, did the rest of it. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory to God. So here it is. Verse three. Here it is. Elijah, watch this. Elijah is hiding at the brook of Cherith. He's hiding at the brook of Cherith. He's hiding at the brook of Cherith. which flows into the Jordan. Wow. 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 Okay, please get this. Get this, please. Get this. For us to come up to this call, then we got to be connected to a flow. Mm. Wow. He's hiding. He's hiding. He's hiding there. He's hiding there at the brook of Cherith, and it flows into the Jordan. I want you to get it, please. He's hiding in a place of supernatural flow. Mm. I want you to notice the text. It is not just any brook. It's not just a brook. It's a specific brook. Watch this. In a specific place that flows into the Jordan. Jordan is indicative of the supernatural. He's hiding in a place of the supernatural. Please get this. And note why God did not tell him what was next till he did what was first. Oh my, that blew my mind right there. God did not tell him what was next till he did what was first. What was first is have enough courage and confidence to trust in my leading and tell Ahab it ain't raining no more till I say it. Good God Almighty. And then God said, after that, let me send you to where I'm flowing. Glory to God. Let me send you to where I'm flowing. Glory to God. And he sent him to Cherith, and that's where there was a supernatural flow from the Jordan there. And he said, watch this, where I'm flowing, glory to God, I'm going to take care of your hunger and your thirst. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I'm going to take care of your hunger and your thirst, and I'm going to do it in an uncommon, I'm going to do it in an uncarnal, I'm going to do it in a way that's above and beyond the natural. I'm going to have stingy raven birds to come feed you morning and evening. Look, God Almighty. Wow. 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 Watch it, please. Watch what happens. Watch verse 4-6. 4-6. He's in the place, hiding in the place of supernatural flow, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook. Yeah, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and stayed by the brook which flowed. He hid there, and he stayed in the place of supernatural flow. The ravens brought food morning and evening. And watch it now. And when they brought the food in the morning and evening, here it is, please. If Elijah wouldn't have trusted God, though he went to the place, if he wouldn't have stayed, the ravens wouldn't have come. Let me say it again. Though he went, the scripture said, and he left, and he was obedient to the word. He went there. But if he wouldn't have stayed there, the ravens wouldn't have come. Mm. Glory to God. Wow. So, listen, watch this now. We got to get to this point where we stop running and we stop uprooting, glory to God, from sanctuary to sanctuary and wonder why we hungry and thirsty still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he wouldn't have stayed there, the ravens wouldn't have come. But because of trust, God kept his prophet, and then God kept his promise, and then God even kept his people because of the trust of his prophet. Wow. So as God is calling us up, please hear me. As God is calling us up into this supernatural potential, this supernatural place of flow, trusting God first really means first trust in God. I know that was deep right there. Elijah had to trust God, and God makes it so that he has to trust what God says to him about a person in order to see his provision. Wow. Verse 7, the brook dried up. And if we keep going, the next, he says, okay, now that you trusted me in this place, now that your posture is correct, the brook dries up. And I'm sending you somewhere. I'm sending you to Zarephath. And when you get there, you're going to see a widow. And I've, watch this, I've arranged and commanded that she feed you. That she feed you. And Elijah gets to Zarephath, and the first person he see is this widow that God said gonna feed him. Please get this, please. Glory to God. And now he got to be excited. He got to be inspired and ecstatic, because this thing is working out just like God says it's gonna work. How is it that God sends me to the next place after what he did in this place? My faith level, glory to God, is on high, and I get to this place where he sent me, and I'm excited because it's manifesting just like God said. And I see the widow he said he's gonna send me to, and the widow say, I can't do it. Wow. So now he has to stand flat-footed and trust what he heard God says, or give in, glory to God, hallelujah, to what she is saying. Wow. Here it is, please. She didn't see that she had the provision. Because there was a lesson in it, even for her. It manifested out of her putting God first. Are you hearing me? Come up here and put God first. Wow. Hallelujah. It manifested out of her putting God first. He says to her, you're going to feed me. She says, I can't do that, because all I got is enough for me and my son, and this is my last, and when we eat it, we're going to die. He said, can I get some water? Can I get some bread? I can't do it. Watch it, please. I can't do it. And she goes, and he says, I want to teach you something. Make me a cake first. In other words, I'm here to show you that putting God first will extend your last. Woo-hoo. Wow. She couldn't see she had the provision. Watch this. She couldn't see she had the provision. But all she needed to do was trust the prophetic. Wow. Trust the voice that God wanted to show her that her next was up. Wow. It was up. A voice from heaven saying, come up here. Glory to God. I want to show you after this. Things after this. Glory to God. Wow. So, wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking to some people this morning. Watch this. That God is positioning you. Watch this, where you got to trust somebody in this season. Yeah. You got to trust. No, I know you trust God, but you got to trust somebody that he has given or made a conduit for you to get to your next up, your next realm. Hallelujah. You got to trust. You got to trust a voice. Watch this. That's telling you you can when your voice is telling you you can't. Wow. 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 And here's the reality. Here's the reality. When she gets her faith together, it is not his obedience that starts the flow. He's already in the flow. It's her obedience that turned and changed the course of her life. He just said, trust God first. Make me a cake first. He was trying to get her to trust her obedience. Watch this, and don't worry about her lack. Wow. Wow. Elijah is really literally saying, my assignment from God is, hallelujah, to show you that there's a supernatural flow of increase on your little. Oh, somebody get that right there. My God. There's a flow of supernatural increase on your little. Just put God first. Make me a cake first, and you will begin to operate in supernatural potential. Watch this. That's about to increase and expand and enlarge what you call not enough. Wow. 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 It's a call up to operate in supernatural potential. I know I'm preaching to somebody this morning, and by the Spirit of God, you feel the heat of the Holy Ghost in your room. You feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. You feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, all around you. I pray even now, I encourage you right now to go into a worship. Glory to God. Go into a worship. Clap your hand. Lift your voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go into a worship and begin to thank God. Hallelujah. For the new thing that he's about to do. How, as you are posturing yourself, glory to God, to come up beyond the normal, beyond the common, but above the carnal into the supernatural, because, hallelujah, of where your heart is postured. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, my soul. My assignment this morning is to call you up. Up. You're coming. Up. You're coming up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I decree, hallelujah, glory to God, that everything superficial, glory to God, everything, glory to God, that has, glory to God, has become an idol and has made you idol is coming down in Jesus' name. I need you to get this. I'm going to throw this revelation on you. I know it's deep, glory to God, but I'm gonna give it to you right now. Hallelujah. In Exodus, when God was giving the children of Israel the commandments, here it is. He says, and you shall have no other gods before me. I don't know if I should. You shall have no other gods before me. I want you to think in your mind. I want you to see this in the spirit now. He never said that they shouldn't have no other gods because they already had them. He just said, you shall have no other gods before me. Why? Because he understood that when you put him first. There's no God that you got that can compete with him. There's no God that you got that can compare to him. There's no God that you got, amen, that can complement him. He is self-existent, God all by himself, and there's nothing in the realm of God, glory to God, that can be like God. Wow. So he said, watch this, please. Okay, he says this, maybe, here's McCoy knowledge, here's amen, maybe, watch this, maybe you have me first as your God. And there might be something in your life that was your God, but when you put me first, I outrank it, I overshadow it, I become bigger than it. So watch this. So the problem might be that God is not worried about them having other gods. He's just saying, watch this. I'm not even telling you to kill all of them, but you got to uncapitalize them. Everything in your life that is a big G, that's not him, got to become a little G. That's what I'm saying. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. I looked and before me was a door standing open in heaven. And a voice I heard spoke to me like a trumpet and said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after this. And immediately I was in the spirit. Immediately I was in the spirit. Ooshka. Hallelujah. I know you've been blessed by the word of God this morning. I want to encourage you, glory to God, hallelujah, as we get into prayer, amen. You can see the information flashing across the screen, glory to God, as we prepare to give our offering. You can give through those ways, amen. You can text, amen. You can cash app. You can go online, glory to God, hallelujah, and you can give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya, I pray you trust the word of God this morning. I pray you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit coming out of me as an instrument and a vessel this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that you receive the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 And I pray this morning, if you're under the sound of my voice, and you've lost your way, you've lost your footing, glory to God, you've lost, hallelujah, your love for God, and you just at a lackluster place of being stuck, glory to God, but you sense the Holy Ghost in this hour right now, and you, there's something in your spirit that's on fire like it is on mine, and God is calling you up, hallelujah. You can rededicate your life today. You can give your life to Jesus again today. Hallelujah. You can be restored today. You can be renewed today. You can be washed over again today. You can be forgiven today. Hallelujah. In the strong name of Jesus. If you will, lift your hands. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. We pour our love out on you. Oh my, hallelujah. This morning, I pray, God, for somebody, God, that feel the fire of the Holy Ghost, God, and they need to repent. They need to rededicate. They need to renew, glory to God, their life to you this morning. Hallelujah, Father. And we ask, God, that you would touch them to say to you, God, that forgive me. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, God, I've sinned against you and you only. But today I come as humble, glory to God, as I can to say, God, I want to be right with you. Hallelujah. I want to, hallelujah, adhere to your call up. Hallelujah. This level among God has given me all that I can get, and I'm ready to press in to a new realm. Glory to God, where you get the glory. Hallelujah. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save me today. Renew my spirit. Hallelujah. Ah, Yabashe. God, let my mind be changed. Let my heart be postured. Let my hands be lifted. Glory to God. Let my head be right so that I can think the way that you call me to think and be who you call me to be. In the matchless name of Jesus, I receive your salvation today, and I receive new life today. If you said that if any man be in you, hallelujah, all things are new and old things are passed away. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise right for his word this morning. He's calling you up. Hallelujah. That's your word as we move forward. Up in Jesus' name. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you. Thank God for your gift and your giving. And we'll see you, hallelujah, next week. Be blessed.